Good communities are made up of people who look to the future. Lewisburg in central Pennsylvania is a great example of not only strength in community, but making sure younger generations grow with the confidence they'll need to succeed. The Donald Heater Community Center is a building block toward that confidence. Annie Smith is president of the board of directors at the Heater Center and shares the center's history, past, present, and future.
Donald Heater was a beloved chief of police in the Lewisburg community, and he was particularly remembered and known and loved for his work with children. He was kind and generous in so many ways, and he mentored kids. He kept teenagers on the straight and narrow when they might have been making minor mistakes, and he would guide them to the limited resources that were available at the time, particularly Boy Scouts and Big Brothers, those kinds of things. But there wasn't a permanent physical place where kids could go for mentorship, companionship, help with homework, a place to be early before school, a place to come after school while parents are at work. And so a group of committed citizens formed the community center and named it in his honor. So it's the Donald Heater Community Center. And we really do serve the entire community. We have adult programs and mostly programs for young people.
Now, you not only have the programs for the children and the young people, which we'll get into in just a few moments, but you cover a large area. Lots of people from lots of different areas around Lewisburg come and utilize the center, don't they?
We will take care of kiddos before and after school, really from three counties, from Union, Northumberland, and Montour County. If people are in need, we try to meet the need where they are.
So tell me about the center itself. First of all, it's a beautiful dwelling. It has lots of different kinds of spaces for lots of different types of activities. So how did this all come about?
The building was purchased with some fundraising efforts and some bequests from very generous citizens. We currently don't even have a mortgage on the building, which is amazing, and due to another wonderful donation that we received last year, a bequest. The building was kind of shabby when we took it over in 1993, so it's gone through some decor restoration, most of which is done by Bucknell students who come to us from their business class 101, where they have an opportunity to form a business that gives services to nonprofits in the community. And so we'll have students that will come in and they will paint, or they will, under supervision, do a complete renovation. We had a group of kids this year that came in and did a fabulous job really updating, we call it the living room library space, where kids can sort of relax and hang out, have a bit of homework help if they need. And then there's a big kitchen dining area. We have a new pantry because we keep a food bank stocked to the best of our ability with basics, so that when folks are coming in to pick up their kids, if they're in need of food, pantry items, we can usually help them with that. That's all thanks to volunteers, all thanks especially to those kiddos from Bucknell.
That's incredible. I love the way you have the older kids helping the younger kids. It dovetails beautifully with all of the programs and services you have at the center.
It does. You know, we have AmeriCorps, which is an amazing program, and we often have college-age kiddos from that program, but we have adults that work with AmeriCorps as well. And they come in for special programs. They come in during the summer as mentors and camp counselors and that kind of thing.
What types of programs can someone expect when they come to the center?
Our main programs are the before and after school programs. So that would be kiddos whose parents, my daughter is a perfect example. So she's a teacher. She starts teaching at 7:30 in one school district, but the school district where her children go to school doesn't start for another hour. And that's not uncommon. It's the case for a lot of families where they have this hour or 2 hour lapse between when their jobs begin or end, where they need a safe place for their kids to be. So in that program, kids come in. If they're hungry, we feed them. If they skipped or forgot or need help with their homework last night, we can get that taken care of. And then the bus comes and picks them up and takes them to school. And then the same thing can happen after school. We're open till 6 o'clock. Parents that finish work at 5, whose kids get out of school at 3 or 3:30, can be quite content knowing that their kids get on the bus at school and are dropped off at the heater center, and they're met again by some staff and also some students, education majors from Bucknell.
This is not only a convenience for the parents, but it's a great relief, too, while they're at work.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, we discovered that some kiddos were under the care of a 12 or 13-year-old in the morning and after school. And while that's technically okay, it's not fun for the kid that has to take care of siblings. We all know how that goes. I've got 5 kids of my own, and I know when I left the eldest in charge, those were not her favorite hours of the day. So it allows parents to go to work safe in the knowledge that their kids are not just housed and supervised, but they're having a great time. They're with other kids. They're with young adults who are in that phase of their lives where they're interested in children because perhaps their careers are leading them in that direction. So it's just a win-win situation. The next probably most popular program, and this one is tough to get into because it's so popular that we have a waiting list every year for the summer day camp. And again, it's day camp, so mom and dad are at work and kiddos come in. They come in pretty early, a lot of them, and they don't just hang out all day at the community center. There are field trips. There are trips to the movies. They go to the town pool almost every day, weather permitting. Some of them are learning to swim, which they wouldn't otherwise have been able to do. And then we have a lot of art going on, lots of crafts, lots of building projects. I know some friends of mine and I come in the summer and we've taught kids how to make bread from scratch, how to bake a pie, how to make pasta, just fun things. And then they eat it the next day. So very practical, but very enjoyable.
You know, it's terrific because they're learning basic skills. They're having a lot of fun doing it. And by the time they have to go back to school, they're prepared. They're ready.
Yes. Yep. They have a really good time. Some of the field trips, I mean, I'll admit I was not happy as a chaperone one year to have to subject myself to SpongeBob SquarePants, but that was part of the job. You know, it's an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back, but oh well.
We have to make our sacrifices, Annie.
We do. We do.
Now, what about the adults in the community, Annie?
The adult programs, we have contra dancing. We have a fencing club, all kinds of exercise programs. We have pickup basketball. There's a gym aspect to the center, and there's a stage. So sometimes they've done theatrical productions in there, all kinds of things.
So when you see the children and you see them acting and reacting to their friends and they're in this space and they're safe, mm-hmm. What kind of young adults do you see them grow up to be?
Well, I'll tell you, the number one thing we see is they come back as volunteers. They come back as counselors. There's a picture on our website of 2 kids in their graduation caps and gowns. That's very common, that they want to share their success with the mentors that help them get there. So we see a lot of that. We see a lot of kids that go into educational pursuits around taking care of children. They go off and become teachers. There's a lot of generational, now that we've been around a long time, we're looking at kiddos whose parents may have come during the early days when we first opened. So that's amazing. We see grandparents who come in, myself included. If it's a place you see your grandchildren thrive, then you want to be a part of that.
There's something very secure about coming to that same place and knowing people are getting that same kind of a feeling.
Yes. I tell you something else that I like about the center, especially in the summer program. You have kids of all ages, from kindergarten up until high school, all together doing the same things, doing similar activities, spending time together. And you can look at that group of kids and you will see within days how older kids start helping younger kids, start mentoring them, start teaching them. And you will never be able to tell, you'll never know from looking at this group of kids whether their parents are doctors and lawyers and professors at Bucknell or, you know, work in one of the factories around town. There's a sense of sameness about everyone. There's no visible class difference.
I love that. And so do the kids. They notice that too. And sometimes,
yes,
again, this really helps build up their morale. It helps build up their self-confidence. And they're doing it together. They're making new friends.
Yes. Yep. It really is a wonderful thing. And, you know, like most nonprofits, we operate on a shoestring. It's year to year. I'm hoping that we make it with a budget that we can be honest to. And, you know, sometimes we operate at a deficit and then we have a big successful fundraiser and we're good to go again for another year.
You are the president of the board of directors. Why did you get so involved?
I've been involved with the Heater Center for many, many years. And that came about because in my working position at the Red Cross, Andrea Tufo, who is the executive director at the Heater Center, was one of my volunteers. So she volunteered for my organization and I volunteered for hers. And it was just kind of a reciprocal love affair for each other's mission. So when the board was created, we had a lot of very prominent folks from the community willing to work for many years. And I chose not to be a part of that board for a long time just because of, you know, working and other commitments, but I always volunteered. When I retired, I decided two things that I would put my time into. And one was Kiwanis, which is, again, child-focused. And the other was the community center. So the timing was just right. Andrea needed a board member. I was finally able to say yes.
You're taking a look at the center now and the success of it, not only for children, but also for adults. But if you had an opportunity to say, well, maybe we could use this, or perhaps another type of program would be really nice here, what would those programs be?
Well, one of the things that we're looking into, and we're almost there, is to get our state certification as a licensed child care center. And that's very important to us so that we can hire a full-time qualified individual to run a daycare center for us there, because there is that need. It's not just before school and after school. There's a lot of need in the community still for families that need quality daycare, something a little bit beyond just a babysitter, you know, not to denigrate babysitting. I do a lot with my own grandchildren, but it's nice to have somewhere where your kiddos can go, where there are programs available and their needs can be met in a more systemic fashion. So there's a lot of hoops to jump through. We have jumped through almost all of them, and we should be coming up for a full license inspection in January. So that will also allow us to qualify for some state and federal funding for which we don't currently qualify, and that would help us expand programs.
That will be a phenomenal start to the new year, and it will be a game changer for the center overall.
I think so, too. Yes.
That means your hours will have to be expanded to accommodate the center.
They will. So there will be warm bodies in the building the entire time that we're open during the day. So, you know, we have to look into that and see what the hours will be. We have to do some surveys in the community, see what the needs are. And that's always been the way they've worked. The Heater Center has never just started programs and said, here we are, would you like us to do this? We've always done the opposite. We've always reached out to the community and said, we're here. What do you need? How can we help? How can we meet your needs? Our staff is just phenomenal. There's nothing they wouldn't do for the kids. And they do get some unusual requests from time to time. But that love that the staff has for the children is really evident. There's a lot of hugging. There's a lot of play. And then there are times where you see a kid that's having a rough day. And, you know, they need a shoulder. They need somebody to understand, to listen. And that's what they get. And it can be from staff or it can be from another kid. There's plenty of space for them to just feel all the feelings they have after days that are not always perfect. And it's extremely heartwarming to see the reality of simple needs being met.
One more question. Since you are dealing with all types of children, do you have a child therapist on your staff or someone that can talk to them?
We don't, but what we do have is, again, a community that is well aware of our existence and a community that will step up whenever we need. We have had times where we think, you know, a kiddo could benefit from talking to a therapist. We can make all the referrals, and we often have qualified people that will say, just send them my way. And we don't ask questions about money or bills. It just gets taken care of. So we've seen that happen several times.
I really wish that we had more communities like this that took everybody into consideration, not only the children and their needs, but also the adults and their needs as well.
The board members are so committed, and they too come from all walks of life, age, gender, race. Some of them have kids that use the center every day. Some of them, like me, you know, are grandparents, and some are just deeply concerned citizens who want to provide anything they can to help the success of the community center.
Very special thanks to Annie Smith, president of the board of directors at the Donald Heater Community Center, building confidence through community in Lewisburg. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.